during the magmatic intrusion that gave rise to the San Cristobal Hill in Logrosán, cracks opened in the already consolidated rocks through which the magmatic gases escaped. As they left, they cooled and crystallized layers of different minerals that finally filled these faults with a vein rock, phosphorite. The main component of this rock is a mineral called fluorapatite, a calcium phosphate. Although phosphate has various uses, Logrosán was used in the manufacture of fertilizers, since it is one of the mineral salts that plants need. The rock was discovered in Logrosán, in the 18th century, by Guillermo Bolles, and described by the chemist Louis Proust. In the 19th century, the English mining consortium exploited these veins to manufacture superphosphate, a chemical fertilizer, the main fertilizer used in Europe between the 19th and 20th centuries. The mines were closed in 1946 because phosphates from Western Sahara, then Spanish, appeared and the price of fertilizer fell. In Logrosán, because the railway line was not finished, transportation made the product very expensive and the mines were no longer profitable. In 2009, the city council bought the land where the mines were located and recovered this mining heritage. After rehabilitation work to secure it, the mine was opened to the public in 2012. Currently, guided tours are organized that begin in the old mine laboratory. Today, a phosphate interpretation center and weather reception for visitors is also located. The center explains how the deposits were formed, the history of the mine and the superphosphate manufacturing processes. The view of the mine begins in the old trench from the 19th century. An open pit mine where an underground chamber was excavated to store the explosives, the powder magazine. This chamber has been converted into an exhibition room, with ultraviolet light. The black room, in which part of the museum's collection is displayed, fluorescent minerals. Next, you go down to the Maria Well and visit the surface galleries of the interior mining. The mine reached a depth of 210 meters, but only the first two levels are accessible. During the visit, two types of rocks are observed, those that contained the veins, which, at almost 600 million years, are the oldest on the peninsula and the phosphorite vein. You can also see the master well, aeration chimneys, mining shoring, tools and other work. End the visit by leaving through the mine entrance and taking a ride in some mine carts.